Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Continuing on the education theme here today, we've got USD 384 Blue Valley Randolph Superintendent John Cox joining us here via Zoom. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Brandon. Thank you for having me today.
You bet. Don't have Cliff today. Cliff is off and could not make the interview today, so we'll just have one segment with John. And always like to hear what's going on up in Randolph. And the last time we talked, we had some discussion on vaccines and a lot of teachers getting administered vaccines. Where are you at in that process at this point?
Well, you know, first of all, I want to say that it's, you know, we just got off of our spring break and it was really nice to have that break, but it also gave us time to have our teachers get vaccinated. And so where we stand with that, of the 50 staff that we have listed in our books, so far, 26 of them have received their second dose. So we've got about 52% of our staff that have been completely vaccinated. And that gave us time over spring break to, if there were going to be any side effects, to deal with those accordingly. And most of those were minor in nature. I didn't really have any reports of anybody having any serious side effects, which is really good news. I got my second and had a headache. That was really it. Of the remaining staff that have yet to be vaccinated, there's a various variety of reasons why. We've got staff who are pregnant, post-COVID recovery type things, and some who are still waiting for doctor's permissions and approvals before getting the vaccine. So we're well on the way to getting everyone vaccinated who wants it. And I'm very pleased with that because our main focus is keeping our students healthy and safe.
All right. Well, I know that it's only available to adults right now. Eventually, it'll be opened up to kids 16 and under. I don't know if any schools have really talked about yet, you know, requiring students to be vaccinated here for the fall. Is that something that's a discussion point at the state level? Do you know?
No, not at this point. You know, anybody who has access to a vaccination, in my opinion, should get the vaccination if it's medically feasible to do so. For myself, I'm speaking as a high risk person, and I was skeptical of getting the shot, but after having it and realizing that. Most of my fears were, in my head. I just went ahead and decided that it was the best thing to do, and I was pleasantly surprised. So if you're feasible, able to do it, you should do it. I certainly would not, turn down the opportunity for students to have the vaccine. But again, that's a family decision, and unless it's mandated by the state, which at this point I don't think is on the books to talk about.
Okay. Well, very good. Well, we're getting through this school year, and I know there's a lot more optimism from where we were in August and September. Overall, are you on the kind of downhill slope here, kind of getting things ready to go for the summer?
Yes. We have approximately 8 weeks of school left, which I'm so thankful that we've been able to stay open the entire school year. You know, there have been some times where it really got kind of scary there with some quarantines and things, but we were able to manage all those. And as we finish up the year, most of our protocols are going to stay in place. It's gotten us to this point. And I know in other areas, some places are loosening the reins just a little bit to kind of test the waters. I think it's in our best interest to continue the path that we have been on simply because it's gotten us to this point. I don't want to run the risk of losing our end of the year celebrations with graduation and things like that because we decided to make a move too soon. I would assume that as we start getting closer to the end of the year and the county and the state decide that things can be a little more relaxed, that we potentially could do away with some of the things like temperature taking and potentially returning to lockers. But right now we're kind of in that same holding pattern just after spring break to make sure that we don't have any issues coming back in the next week or two before we make any real big decisions like that. You know, as we finish the year, there are so many activities that we've got coming up. And I just kind of want to, if we've got time, I'd like to kind of touch base with that.
You bet. Absolutely.
This year, our focus was getting school open, and we've done that. And so as we finish, you know, we've started a few initiatives. We've had a fishing club in the last couple of years, but the fishing club is kind of taking a renewed approach. So we've got a fishing club, a trap shooting club, and an archery club that are getting ready to start practicing and participating in activities. I'm really excited about these because it gives the kids a different perspective, a different avenue to pursue school activities rather than your traditional academics or athletics. And I was very pleased with our middle school turnout for the archery sign up. We had about 25 of our 56 kids sign up. So that's really a good turnout. Track practice began on Monday, right when we came back from spring break. We've got approximately combined high school, middle school, about 42 kids. And this is a good time for me to send this out to anyone who's listening and to parents, that reminder to get your child's physicals completed before they come out to practice. If they don't have a physical, they cannot participate. And that's very important for everyone to understand. It's a safety factor. March 25th, which is this Thursday, I believe, the Blue Valley High School will be hosting our TVL art show. All of our district artists from the different schools will be coming to Blue Valley, and we'll be hosting that in our gyms. Unfortunately, this year, because of COVID, we can't open that up to the public. But in years past, it was open to the public to come in and view. But it's going to be an awesome day for our kids to highlight their artistic abilities and to see what other schools are doing as well. March 30th, we have spring sports pictures. Make sure you're looking for that information. And this is the dreaded time of year where state assessments come up. Last year, we didn't have to worry about that, but this year we're getting back into the swing of that. So state assessments, the window opens April 1st. And as we start getting into that time frame, start looking for information from your building administrators to have the schedule put out there so that the kids know when they're testing and you know when. So if you're scheduling activities, doctor's appointments and such, that you don't schedule on those days. This is really a big deal for our district. Last year, we weren't able to host this. Our PTO does a fantastic job with their fundraising for the schools, and their annual fundraiser was Boots and Bling. And traditionally they've had that in an offsite area, and it's been a really big turnout. Last year, obviously we couldn't do it because of the COVID restrictions. Well, they're bringing it back in a modified variety this year. So on April 1st, the Blue Valley PTO is hosting Boots and Blings at the Bricks Pizza and Pub in Olsburg, Kansas. It'll be there with a silent auction. And there'll be information being sent out on our website for you to get that information. But it's an awesome way to support the kids because our PTO does a fantastic job of providing opportunities for our kids, providing equipment, supplies, and things like that. There's several items from a variety of different vendors to look at. If you follow it on our Facebook page, there are pictures of the items. So if you can't attend in person, you still have the opportunity to bid there as well. Coming up in the next couple of weeks, we've got Easter break. On April 2nd, the kids will be off, teachers will be off. April 5th is a comp day for our teachers from parent-teacher conferences, so school will not be in session there. And then I can't even believe that I'm saying this, but April 6th and April 8th will be our first high school and middle school track meets. That is really the sign that spring has sprung and we're ready to roll through the rest of the year. This is the next big and probably the most important of all of these, and it goes back to what I said about physicals. It gets us into May, but I'm going to repeat this each time that you and I meet, Brandon. May 12th, Blue Valley High School is hosting our school physical day for all Blue Valley 5th through 12th grade students who are participating in activities. There's no cost for the physicals. We partnership with the Community Health Systems of Northeast Kansas out of Westmoreland. They come to our facility, and this year we're setting it up so there's social distancing and it's going to be safe for everybody. But they provide physicals to all of our students at no cost, and it's really a convenient way for our kids to get the physicals and for parents not have to stress about that. And, you know, as I said, the end of the year is usually the busiest, and at our next session, as we get ready for graduation and all of those activities, I'm going to have a list just as long. So I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to run through that. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. That's great. And it's nice to see events coming back. And initially for commencement, are you guys planning like an outdoor thing or an indoor thing? We've been asking that of a lot of our districts here.
Well, we're in a unique position that our senior class has four seniors. Hmm. And so our event is going to be an indoor themed graduation. And we're working through the details on what that's going to look like. And I'm really excited about the things that I've heard so far about how we're going to do the production, because it's really going to be a special time for those four kids to graduate and to not necessarily have COVID as something that they have to look back on their senior year with, even though it's right there. We're going to try to make it as special for them as we possibly can.
Hmm. That's really cool. I forgot you only had four. I think I remember hearing that in the past, though. That's what a neat experience for those four individuals. It's always neat at a small school when you can have something like that to look back on. Yeah. All right. Well, John, it's always a pleasure. And I have to ask you, have you ever tried the pizza up there, up in Olsburg at the Bricks?
Yes, I have. I went there a couple of times earlier this year, and to be honest, I loved it. It was great. I had I can't remember the name of it, but it was the one, like the Supreme Pizza. It was fantastic.
Okay. I was up in that area on Friday, and I drove past there, and they were packed, so I'm curious. I'm piqued my curiosity. I may have to go check it out.
I would highly recommend that you go there. It is a fantastic place.
Okay. Well, John, appreciate the time, and we'll talk again next month.
Thank you so much, Brandon.